Oregon demon cat. The demon cat lived in Medford, Oregon. The demon cat was a big black cat. His eyes were filled with demonic energy. He stared at you, looking in your very soul, filled with anger and hatred for the entire human race. It seemed at time to be not from this planet. Perhaps an alien species studying the human race, or perhaps it came from hell itself. Demon cat loved to torment visitors. For some reason, he hated the man's daughter. The cat would stare at her from his perch down the hall from the old man. Then he would run at her, screaming like an escaped banshee straight out of hell. She told her dad, "Either the cat goes or I go." He said, "See you later." Demon cat smiled at the small victory. She fled the house, the demon cat screeching goodbye. Strange cat watching me. A cat sits on the edge of a bed, watching me, watching him. Both of us thinking what sort of strange creature this is, has invaded our personal space, upending our daily routines. Cat came up to me, staring at me with his soulful eyes boring into my very soul, looking for answers to these dark, fundamental questions. This cat sat, smiles a mysterious smile, and purrs in contentment. Having found an answer of sorts, it indicates that we can be friends, as long as I know that he is the boss of me. I pet him, acknowledging the time-honored ritual human-cat interaction that dates back to the dawn of time. Humans and cats first became aware of the other strange creature that shared our planet. Cat dreams kill humans. Cat sitting, smiling. Cat lost in Buddha trance thought. Cat dreams kill humans. Deep fakes. The deep fake era is upon us. Everything is fake these days. Everything is a fraud. Prepare for the deep fake world. Fakery, fraud, and falsehood abound, all artfully done, killing the last shred of human decency left. Everything is a deep fake these days. Visiting father's grave. Visiting my father's grave in Yakima, the ancestral homeland of the Aller clan, thinking about my father and his legacy and his thinking that I am my father's son. There was so much I wanted to tell him, so much I wanted to share, so much I wanted him to see my accomplishments. He was taken from me before I had achieved my dreams, before I had become the man that he and I both knew I was destined to be. Ghost in Yakima. Walking along the graveyard, looking for my father's grave, seeing all the gravestones, I began to sense the spirits, restless dead. They linger around the graveyards, waiting for visitors, eager to talk to anyone who cares to stop and chat. So lonely being a ghost and no one to hunt. Mountain forest. Driving through the vast forest of central Oregon, through the wall of trees, I imagine them talking to me. The trees are whispering dark satanic rituals, voodoo, mumble, jumble, evil chanting. Then they speak loud and clear, welcome humans to our world. You think you are the king of the world, the lord of creation, masters of the universe? Soon, all too soon, God and his Gaia, his daughter, would tire of you, their latest plaything. They would discard you, throw you down, disgusted at the world you have made. You took the world they gave you for your pleasure, this huge, wonderful world filled with life, took a paradise, beautiful, bountiful, rich, and wonderful world, turned it into a sewer dump. God and Gaia, are not happy at all with you stupid humans. They will rise up, smite you down, and turn you to dust in the cosmic wind. And we will laugh and we will be witness at your funeral, but we will not cry. No one will cry. No one cares about the fate of humanity. And so you will fade away into the distant past, just dust in the cosmic wind. And the tree starts laughing, and the birds and bees and all the animals all join in their manacly laughter, laughing at the prospects of poetic justice for the enemies of the natural world. The coyotes and the wolves join in howling on the light of the full moon. Thus, I imagine, would be the end of days, the end of the world, and the end of humanity.